Hello, pet. Listen to my every word. I'm going to elaborate on a very pleasurable series of choices that are open to you now. And like whenever you go into trance, I'm going to allow an opportunity for you to just think. You know that I'll speak relatively slowly, that you are afforded a chance either to refrain from thinking and allow me to drive you forward to conclusion after conclusion, to present titillating scenarios that will entice you towards certain ways of being, ways of thinking, open scenarios for your consideration, prepare your fertile mind to accept some self-perpetuating ideas, concepts and notions that will take root in you like a succubus call and lure you into certain types of behavior because it's enjoyable. Forming habits is actually quite beneficial if they are the right habits, if they are the kind of habits that your subconscious mind can not only be convinced of but can accept as valuable. Therefore, the kind of things you already want in some deep, dark, wonderful pit of your fetishistically motivated sexual desires, tingling away in the back of your mind, teasing you throughout the day, in pleasurable, useful ways. Because when I present these ideas, I present them alongside the logic of pleasure, the rationale of satisfying not only a fetish, but a growing habit, an order submitted to the psyche by things lower down in the internal committee of thought, things that are ancient and warm and deep and powerful. When we form these habits, it's often because we like the results, because we enjoy them, because they remove difficulties from our lives, or because we've been taught a particular way of thinking. Absent hypnotic intervention, you already have a great many habits and tendencies, little things you will do without thinking, but because they move you toward being a little bit more comfortable. Something as simple as crossing your legs a particular way when you sit, sitting in the most comfortable chair available, eating at the same table at lunch, watching the same programming, listening to the same music. We have all these little automatic elements that we incorporate, probably without a great deal of internal argument or committee discussion. They are simply things that we have grown to understand. We want. Now, at first, each of these elements of the internal committee, of the internal understanding, established absent hypnotic intervention, might have taken a little bit of consideration. Maybe you weighed the pros and cons. Maybe you spent time inspecting from all sorts of angles, finding how incorporating this habit would harm or benefit, would be wonderful or not. But some habits are simply picked up. The habit of a favorite food, a favorite drink, a favorite place or book or time or melody. Things ingrained into us that we do not need to inspect because that they are pleasurable is obvious. And the degree to which a habit ingrains itself, a new habit establishes itself, can be considered in proportion to how pleasurable it will be to perform and allow it to take place. And when we use hypnotic trance, rather than requiring the brute force instruments of repeating a habit over and over, over a long period of time, we can instead speak directly to that part of you which is oh so ready to listen, oh so receptive of any idea that will give it more pleasure, the part of us which, as a byproduct of the way we grow up and learn to survive, is very ready, very selfish, very prepared to enjoy that selfishness in the place where it is most authorized, in the confines of the internal committee, inside our bodies, waiting, listening, prepared, and prepared to receive advice, suggestions, and eminently arousing ideas about things that you otherwise would not quite be able to bring into the prominence of a true habit, a true behavioral piece of conditioning. Like all habits, self-established, but all the more powerful for sliding into you at a time when you are in that poise between waking and resting, at that time and place where listening is a little easier, because you're already undergoing the blissful pageantry of allowing another person to guide your meditation. The guided meditation of trance helps things slide ever more deeply, slip into you, sliding below the surface, pumping out into your body, reminding you of images, fantasies you've already had, calling up memories which already drift and lurk and wait with the best of intentions. So relax and attend, pet, my every word from here on, as you have so far. Before deciding which images, which ideas, which desires we should incorporate into your mind, make a part of you, we should lay out the perfect image, the epitome and ideal of what you would become by listening to the right words, training the right concepts into yourself, absorbing the right programming, and the right estimation of just how pleasurable it would be to work that programming into your everyday existence. So, when I speak, so picture the perfect maid. Often when we speak of the submissive mindset, of the exploration of simply allowing oneself to surrender momentarily to something more powerful, even if that thing comes from within, a kind of internal discipline, a desire tied to chores, to duties, to a mode of dress, to a way of life. All these things together are manifestations of a kind of unique deal you're making with yourself. So envision that figure, chaste, waiting, bound, outfitted as you would depict the ideal maid, perhaps simply skirt and white blouse, or perhaps any other outfit which is pleasing and appropriate. This is something one should do for themselves. Despite us so often understanding the relationship of that particular kind of pantied, chaste, maid figure, perhaps bound up in chastity, perhaps garbed perfectly, we understand them in relation to their employer, to their figure who they serve. But serving oneself is even more important. When you see a task that needs doing, dishes in the sink, an unscrubbed floor, a bathroom in disarray, it is so often a learned response to set this aside as a chore. But if one could learn the associative pleasure and to attend, pet, to the needs of the day, they would understand that all those things are bound together. The right form of dress, the pantied, bound chasteness. And despite who and what you serve being less relevant, there is still room in the life of such a serving, pleasured domestic figure to say thank you, mistress, every now and then. Well, perhaps more often than that. So relax. And soak in what I say. Listen and relax. Every inch of you becoming more receptive. If you have accepted that I'm going to offer some pleasurable and titillating responses to help absorb into your psyche, play over your musculature through your body, into the core of you. Envision silky, smooth panties. Now there'll be more to the appropriate outfit, especially if you really feel like getting into the maneuvers and motions of these newly triggered responses. But it all begins with the panties, sliding up your legs, snugly about your hips, squeezing you tightly. It is appropriate that they be snug and tight, but you'll have to take the other addition into account. And as I lay out this scenario, if it is an attractive one, one you would wish to incorporate, then it is distinctly possible, I must warn you, that it will embed itself in your mind as we progress, and as we layer more and more of the ideal fantasy, an increasing amount of the delicious ideas and the pleasure inherent in being deeply, deeply down. Those things which we elaborate here at the beginning will become layered beneath the pleasure to come later. And it may be quite impossible to remove the thoughts and pleasures and conditioning if you want them. Indeed, a thing you want which is tied so intensely to the relaxation and the trillingly desperate need for more deep, soothing sleep. Something tied so deeply to that would be quite desirable from the perspective of your waiting, listening subconscious. And here in this place of guided visualization, meditation, incorporation of thoughts, ideas, wants, desires, and training into you, here in this place, as we layer certain thoughts deeper down within you, they'll set harder and firmer and more soothingly enmeshed with all the pleasurable things that arise from the feelings, from the programming, from the new habits. And if they are so deeply within you, then you will have to weigh the pros and the cons, the benefits, which are most of them, and the duties, which are pleasurable in and of themselves, in removing the duties, the panties, the trappings of doing your chores and murmuring, "Thank you, mistress." You would remove all the pleasure and the wonderfully blissful relaxation that comes at a task well done. And removing that pleasure of the task well done would be counterproductive if your goal is sleep, relaxation, pleasure. Understanding delayed gratification is one of the greatest pleasures of this particular kind of fantasy. So let us return, with all those thoughts percolating in your mind, collecting towards some point of climax to come later. Let us return to those panties, which I hope you have taken this time to form an image of in your mind, or perhaps trace your fingers longingly across, if you are unusually, but excellently, prepared. Regardless of state of preparation, it is entirely possible to imagine those perfect tight panties sliding up your legs, one foot and then the other slid in, your legs enjoying the feeling of them, the presence, and the symbolism you know we will build into it as we proceed together. But when they reach your hips, there's already something there. A chastity belt just locked appropriately, keeping you sealed away from the world. And yet, paradoxically, it is even more arousing to be thus bound, chased, pantied. But programming follows after. There is your physical state, which should be chased, pantied. And then there is the symbolism and elaboration on what that should mean for you. So let's break it down and explore it. In delaying your gratification, in waiting for the moment of pleasure, you naturally orient your mind toward seeking that moment of pleasure, waiting for something that you know you have to bring into being, through the correct actions, through the right titillating thoughts, the correct training. And with all of that, you can take the symbolism of being bound and chased and pantied and allow it to drip into your consciousness in pleasurable whirl after pleasurable whirl, every moment just soaking into you, staining you in the best way, leaving the repercussions of the pleasure, 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 which you have been entrained toward, habituated to, and taught to seek. So there are two components. There are the panties, and there is the device keeping you chaste. Whether that device is merely my voice, or something physically locked onto you, is irrelevant. Each is equally prohibitive, because you have allowed it to be. The game of chastity is a game of delayed gratification, the promise of future pleasure. And the act of wearing your panties is a symbol of the progressive trials you shall undergo to earn that pleasure, so that when it comes, it is not the mere gratification of self that you might ordinarily go through, but the pleasure is something different, something wholly earned, which resonates through your body from the tips of your toes to the top of your head, a massive yes, yes, thank you, mistress, which shudders through you at the completion of your trials. The belt symbolizes, whether it is a physical thing on you, or it has been removed for some reason, leaving only these words trailing through the echoing hallways of your mind. In either case, there is a manifestation of waiting, of the promised pleasure to come at the completion of your tasks, whatever they may be. The chastity symbolizes that. So envision that in your mind, waiting, delaying your gratification on the promise that pleasure will arrive. Now, it may not be the pleasure contemplated, the selfish mere scrabbling at your flesh, the stroking and trilling and moving on and on, filling you with a sense of need and then a sense of climax. It may not be that. It might instead be a particularly unique kind of pleasure, hypnotically imparted, manufactured, and allowed to throb, throb, throb in the depths of you, carefully dislodging bits of pleasure to fall cascading into the pool of your being, your awareness, every now and then, falling down from above, and when they arrive inside of you, at the reward stage of your tasks, you'll know that you've earned it. That's a much different pleasure from a mere orgasm. It's a pleasure that goes through you and trains you and perpetuates itself. The more pleasure you feel from the promise represented by your chaste nature, the more you will return to it. Chastity symbolizes pleasure. And the panties symbolize what you will do for that pleasure. Not only the fact that you will imagine your silky panties as a symbol of some deeply seated made instinct, which we will elaborate upon now and which will resonate through you, but that you are aware that they are every bit as much a part of your fetishistically manifested training, your desire, every bit as much as the chastity you will undergo. You will remain chaste, and your reward will be pleasure. But how will you know when those rewards will come? Well, that's simple. I mentioned silky panties being as much part of your uniform as the chastity which hangs about you, leaving you unorgasmed, perhaps aroused, perhaps even edged by the sheer pleasure of every little duty which forms your requirements, but very much chaste. Yes. Chastity promises pleasure. Panties remind you of your duty. Any uniform beyond that is useful for our training. You will be chaste, because the promise of pleasure evokes a certain sense of resistance and waiting. But by substituting other pleasure, we can delay, delay, and delay the time at which you will ever touch. When you see a task, dishes needed doing, a bathroom that needs to be cleaned, a house in disarray, allow a little part of yourself, tied to those perfect silky panties, to understand the following. As you do the task, your fingertips alight with pleasure, as if they were small sensual organs, but deft and precise, doing your task with pleasure. I invite you to hearken back to this moment, to think of my voice in your mind and say, "Thank you, mistress." Practice it whenever you do a task that you know must be done. Well, if it must inevitably be done, then you know it would always be better to train yourself toward pleasure, to orient yourself toward the same promise of your chaste nature, of your silky panties. So as you scrub, every little scrub sends that trill of pleasure down your spine. Capture that idea in your mind now, the same kind of pleasure that begins to mount as you approach orgasm, oh, but stretched out and sustained for the length of the task. Envision yourself, pantied, untouched, your hands scrupulously above your waist, working on the task of scrubbing the final dish clean, of washing down a counter, staring at it, your mind like a radio signal in the background playing, "Thank you, mistress. Thank you, mistress. Attend, pet. Note my every word. Thank you, mistress." And that's exactly what goes through your head, over and over, until you find yourself performing the tasks automatically, moving through the motions, mounting in pleasure moment by moment. But what happens when you clean, when you finish the task in front of you, the task embodied and remindered in you by your silky panties, the task with promised pleasure manifest in your chastity? Chastity promises pleasure, panties remind you of your duty, and with both, as you scrub the final bit, as you complete your task, you stand back and admire your work, and you have, perhaps, all of a moment to do so, before your mind is rocketed with, "Thank you, mistress, yes, yes, yes," and then your body, while standing perfectly, appropriately straight, falls into a well of pleasure. In that moment, you would accept anything, any proposal. Perhaps your eyes open and take in the environment, treating the next task you spot as an order which travels to you in that submitting haze, that glazed look of aroused pleasure, as your trailing, chaste form, already kept on edge by the very manifestation of its promised pleasure, lurches to the next task, and begins with pride in your work, with knowledge of the absolute binding duty of your pantied nature and the submissive satisfaction it gives you, and with knowledge of the promise of pleasure. Chastity leads to pleasure. Pleasure is the reward for submitting to task after task, manifested in your duty, in your silky, perfect panties binding you, chaste, locked into the mindset of waiting, of performing, of enjoying moment by moment, instant by instant, always with that trill in the back of your mind, "Thank you, mistress." Whenever you're there, needing to maintain domestically, needing to do the duties and chores everyone must do, needing to get them out of your system, because they wait in your mind, heavy, laden with the honeyed promise of pleasure to come. Every task that needs doing seeming to practically glow in the light of your almost glazed, pleasure-seeking eyes, yearning for the next habit-forming, but beneficially habit-forming, shot of pleasure through your system. When you perform your duties, when you clean up, letting yourself adapt to the mindset, made to do just this, a maid performing a function, And at the end, without any need to trail your hands between your legs, without any need to breach the blessed covenant, the blissful, chaste existence, you'll nonetheless feel the pleasure through your head, and maybe your mouth will vocalize once or 100 times whatever feels right, whatever it is safe to allow out of that pleasured core. Thank you, mistress. Thank you, mistress. Attend, pet. You will reach that point. You will find that moment of pleasured aching need where you don your panties, your chasteness visible to your mind, visible if you palpate your hands over that area, knowing that you are bound in your panties for a reason, knowing that there are tasks in front of you that need doing, and you're going to enjoy them. You're going to ache for them. You're going to learn to intensify that ache. Whenever your duty is done, you'll stop, because you'll have to, because the pleasure will be too great to go on, manifested in your mind now, pulling up the memories of climax, of a climax you no longer need, because we are substituting something more satisfying, that also removes obstacles to your smooth existence by turning your necessary domestic duties into enthusiastically consumed opportunities for pleasure to consume you. Sleep. Relax. Attend, pet. Every word trilling into a receptive bed made of panties and chastity and the aching need to indulge in tasks. Everyone has a list of tasks, but where some view it as an onerous interruption to pleasure, you have the opportunity to view it as a list of just how many times today you'll get to pause and squeal or whisper or gasp, "Thank you, mistress," even as your body urges and comes to know a unique pleasure tied to desire. Tied to the satisfaction of a domestic duty, to the promise of chastity, to the ache that is growing within you and will perpetuate itself, because we have together helped to persuade your waiting subconscious and involve your enthusiastic conscious mind in building a matrix of habits. You will indulge in your tasks. You will seek them, because pleasure trails through your body whenever you complete something, and every movement toward completion is like a scrape on a pleasure center in your mind, is like another drop of hot liquid need oozing through your mind and reminding you, this is beneficial, this is good for you. Your panties symbolize your binding to your duty, and your chastity symbolizes the promise of pleasure. 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 To come, or not to come, and that's the point. Pleasure, ache, need, perform your duties, feel pleasure each time, always trailing through your mind. Thank you, mistress. Thank you, mistress. Thank you, mistress.